Steve Blair is a professor in the Arnold School of Public Health at the University of South Carolina in the USA. He talks about the importance of physical activity in modern life.
Physical activity is the most important thing for your health. But seriously, I think physical inactivity really is the biggest public health problem of the 21st century. It accounts for over 5 million deaths a year, which is probably a little more than the deaths due to smoking. Part of the issue is that over the last 100 years, we've been very successful in engineering movement out of life, whether that's motorized lawnmowers or the vacuum cleaner that's self-propelled or elevators and escalators, or you don't even have to roll down the window in your car anymore. You just push a button. We've just engineered movement out of life, and we're more and more sedentary. It is the major cause of the world's obesity epidemic by far.
How does this inactivity relate to our risk of disease compared to other risk factors like smoking?
Physical inactivity is the biggest public health problem of the 21st century. That's on a global basis. Physical inactivity for an individual is a much more important risk factor than obesity, for example. We've published many papers on the topic in which we have measured fitness in the laboratory, treadmill test. The obese individuals who are fit based on their treadmill test have a far lower risk of dying in the next decade than the normal weight people who are not fit. Unfortunately, many people claim to study obesity and health and don't even measure physical activity properly or measure fitness. When you are physically active, you're using almost all the systems in your body. So I guess it's possible that activity could be really very dangerous, or it could be beneficial, and it appears to be beneficial. We wouldn't be here as human beings if physical activity wasn't just a natural part of what our ancestors did over the last million years. Hunters and gatherers, get out there and look for the food, not sit in the car and drive over to the supermarket and buy it and take it home.
As an expert, what would you like to communicate to the broad audience regarding physical activity?
Physical inactivity is really harmful to the population and to the individual, and you need to be physically active to get health benefits. It's not that we have to be marathon runners or triathletes or go to the gym every day. The World Health Organization, we say it's 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity activity, such as walking, in bouts of 10 minutes or more. So 3 10-minute walks a day, 5 days a week, meets that standard. Now, if you want to do something vigorous, go to the gym, then we would say, well, 75 minutes of vigorous activity. So it's what suits you. I've been asked many times, what's the best exercise? The best exercise is the one you'll do. Most people say, well, I know physical activity is good for me, but I'm just too busy. In America, the average adult watches 4 or 5 hours of television a day. If they just stood up and walked around the room during the commercials, they'd get their dose of activity. It's not that hard. 150 minutes a week produces the fitness level that reduces your risk of dying in the next decade.
With the aging process, people tend to be more sedentary and think that physical activity wouldn't have an impact. Can you comment on that?
It is never too late to start being physically active. We did a large pilot study in 4 centers, 424 people, men and women 70 to 89 years of age, who were already on the downward slope of function. This was an experiment. Randomly assigned half of them to successful aging, which might be come in one night a week and listen to a lecture on how to manage your finances, or to physical activity. And in those, we tried to help them get active at the recommended level, 150 minutes a week. We carried out that pilot study over 1 year, and the people in the physical activity group improved their function. Remember, 70 to 89, all of them had chronic disease. It was breast cancer, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, etc. And even people like me thought, gosh, is it safe for these frail old people to be physically active? So over the course of that more than 1 year pilot study, the serious adverse events were essentially exactly the same. Two deaths in each group, hospitalizations, et cetera, pretty much exactly the same. And the group that did the exercise got better. So at least I can say 70 to 89 years of age is not too late to start exercise. Even if you're frail, feeble, not too late. Start up activity, you'll be healthy, you'll have better function.
What are the prospects of applying research on physical activity?
One of the things that excites me for where our research can go in the future is to use modern technology to help people be more active and also to practice healthy lifestyles. For example, we all have our cell phones. So how can we use this? How can we use the apps? So it can send you a message. Isn't it time for you to go for your walk? Or did you eat your 8 servings of fruit and vegetables? Whatever. So I think a next big step is to learn how to use modern technology to help people lead healthy lifestyles. It's a pretty new area of research. There have been a few papers coming out over the last 5 years or 6 years. We have to have good behavioral scientists and good computer scientists to help develop these methods and techniques that will help people. Of course, it won't work for everyone, and neither does any drug. We don't have perfect interventions, but interventions with smartphones, iPads, we're getting a substantial number of people to be more active, eat more healthy, and so forth. I think this is a good approach to take.